Welcome to Millionaire Mindset Affirmation Expansion. You already recognize that rich individuals think differently than middle class or poor individuals in every aspect of life, but particularly when it comes to money. That's why they're rich. Their selections and decisions just by nature bring about riches. Rich individuals think with their wealth attitude, beliefs, and positions that produce wealth. With the new attitudes come new choices. Remember that you are able to actually catch yourself when you're thinking like poor and middle class individuals. Then consciously shift your focus to think like rich individuals with some help from affirmations and some tools. Millionaire Mindset, the Financial IQ Empowerment Series Affirmation Expansion. How to affirm yourself to have the millionaire mindset. Chapter 1. Why Affirmations Are Important. For financial empowerment, affirmations are self-talk statements and better presented to the subconscious. These fresh images are viewed as credible by the subconscious and are placed in the area of subconscious having to do with the power to enhance the ability to pull up particular powerful memories with less work. Through this special imagery, a person can develop the inner tools for the correct mindset for financial empowerment, letting the memories and images be transported to the here and now where they're used for enhancing mindset, which is crucial for financial empowerment. Why do we need affirmations for financial empowerment? Oftentimes, individuals believe these good and beneficial self-talk memories are a false belief and don't exist. But the subconscious recognizes where they're located and will put them ahead for increased success in finances and life. These forms of affirmations make fresh neural tracks in the mind, enhancing the ability to see the fresh, powerful images. Stale images related to negativity, weakness, deficiency of initiative, frail goal images, and the ability to develop a financial action plan are decreased. When the mind discovers new affirmations, the subconscious sees them as tangible. You've likely observed a common element in those who are successful in business and in life. These winners and successful individuals tend to be enthusiastic and zealous in all aspects of their lives. This exuberance can be infectious, and it tends to rub off on all those persons around them. A positive attitude and the might to turn that attitude into results are crucial to success, both in business and in life. You see, a positive attitude is a valuable asset no matter what you're trying to do. You really ought to assume the habit of doing regular positive affirmations. Making positive affirmations a part of your daily function is a great way to alter your thoughts and help yourself be more successful. It's never too early or too late to begin this cycle of positive affirmations, and even those just beginning down a new path may benefit from positive attitude. Even if your position seems insignificant and non-meaningful, it's crucial to display a positive attitude and not let negativity sneak in and steal your thunder. Remember that some of the most wealthy people and business owners began at the bottom and worked their way up. It truly is possible to work your way up from being a small bank account to being wealthy. But without positive affirmations and a victorious attitude, this move won't be possible. Steady positive affirmations are extremely crucial for those people who want to develop financial empowerment. Building your own business is never easy, but it's crucial to remember that those around you, from people you're involved with, to clients, to competitors, feel your attitude and utilize it as a cue. If you're constantly complaining about the deficiency in knowing how to develop it, the people around you will be less than energized. If, on the other hand, you're constantly supplying positive affirmations to yourself and the people around you, even in the hardest of times, they'll see your exuberance, learn from it, and utilize it as a cue as you being truly successful. It truly does all come down to attitude. A positive mental attitude and positive affirmations can help your business in ways too many to mention here. Chapter 2. How to Use Affirmations Effectively for the Millionaire Mindset. Affirmations are simple to create and utilize, but you'll need dedication to make them work. Here are some tips to assist you in getting the most out of these mighty tools to gain newfound wealth. Affirmations are beneficial, but they have to be used correctly. Self-affirmations are positive statements or self-scripts that might condition the subconscious so that you're able to develop a more positive precept of yourself and how you view wealth. Affirmations might help you to change adverse behaviors or achieve the correct mindset, and they can likewise help undo the harm caused by negative scripts, those things which we repeatedly tell ourselves or which others repeatedly tell us that add to a negative self-perception and affect our success. Consider your positive attributes. Take stock of yourself by making a list of your best qualities, abilities, or additional properties. Are you thrifty? Write it down. Are you a good budget maker? Make mention of it. Write each quality down in a brief sentence, starting with I and using the present tense. I'm thrifty, for example, or I'm a good budget maker. These statements are affirmations of who you are. We seldom revolve around those things that we sincerely like about ourselves, rather choosing to dwell on things that we don't like. A list will help you break up that cycle, and using these affirmations to help you appreciate who you are will give you the confidence you need to accept your affirmations. Consider what negative scripts you'd like to neutralize or what positive confidence goals you'd like to achieve. Affirmations can be highly useful to counteract negative perceptions you have acquired about your abilities to be wealthy or make a success out of a new venture. Affirmations may also help you accomplish specific goals like purchasing a home or a new car. Make a list of your goals or the adverse self-precepts you'd like to alter. Prioritize your list of matters to work on. You may find that you've a lot of goals or that you require many different affirmations. It's best, though, to revolve around just a couple of affirmations at once. So pick those that are most crucial or most urgent and work with those first of all. When you see improvement in those areas or achieve those goals, you can phrase new affirmations for other points on your list. Author your affirmations. Use positive affirmations alone as counterscripts or add other affirmations to mold your behavior with and about your wealth in the future. The affirmations you'll use to mold future changes should follow the same form. They should begin with I and be curt, clear, and positive. There are two forms of future-oriented affirmations you can utilize to work towards goals. I can statements. Author a statement affirming the fact that you can accomplish your goals. For example, if you'd like to bring in $10,000 a month, a statement like, I can bring in $10,000 a month, is a good start. Several experts recommend that you avoid any form of negative connotation. I will statements. Author a statement affirming that today you'll really utilize your ability to accomplish your goal. So following the above example, you may say, I will bring in $10,000 this month. Again, the affirmation should use positive language and should plainly express what you'll do today to accomplish the longer-term goal of wealth. Match up a few of your positive attributes with your goals. Which of the positive characteristics will help you accomplish the goals you've set? If you're addressing ways to stick to a budget, for instance, you may need willpower or courage. Select affirmations to support what you'll need. Make your repetitions visible so you'll be able to utilize them. Repetition is the key to making affirmations effective. You want to consider your affirmations several times a day, daily. Proceed using your affirmations. The more you affirm something, the more steadfastly your mind will accept it. If you're trying to accomplish a short-term goal, use your affirmations till you've accomplished it. If you merely want to use affirmations as a counterscript, practice each one as long as you like. Remember, consider the message you send to the universe. Don't utilize negative words. Instead of I won't or don't want to be penniless, utilize I want to have wealth. The universe doesn't understand negative thoughts. Only your thoughts are sent to the universe, so send the correct message. Repetition builds habits, and your subconscious mind will align. Chapter 3. How to Begin. We can positively change ourselves by changing our thoughts and beliefs. Thoughts are like magnets. They have the power to attract according to their vibration. What we affirm to ourselves on a daily basis confirms how we feel and how we experience life. One of the most powerful ways to create the life and wealth we want is through affirmations. True, you bet. Easy ways to get started. A powerful way to get rolling using affirmations for financial empowerment is to write them down on an index card and read it throughout the day. The more you practice them, the deeper the new beliefs will click. The best times to review your affirmations are first thing in the morning time, during the day, and prior to you retiring for the night. Use affirmations while meditating. After relaxing into a deep, quiet, meditative frame of mind, imagine that you've already become wealthy and know how to manage your money. Imagine yourself in the physical setting or environment that you would like, the house that you enjoy and find comforting, stacking away loads of money in the bank, and receiving appreciation and appropriate financial recompense for your efforts, and any other details that are essential for you, like the bills you want to pay off or the amount of money you want to make, and so forth. Try to get a feeling in yourself that this is possible. Experience it like it was already happening. In brief, imagine it exactly the way you'd like it to be, as if it were already so. Try standing in front of a mirror and use affirmations while looking into your own eyes. If you can, repeat them out loud with passion. This is a powerful way to change your limiting beliefs very quickly. If you find it hard to believe an affirmation will happen, add "I choose to the affirmation. I choose to handle my finances correctly, for instance, or I choose to acquire financial empowerment. Make a recording in your own voice and play it as you doze off. Some individuals swear by this technique. Attach positive emotions to your affirmations. Consider how achieving your goal will make you feel, or consider how good it feels to know that you're securing your financial future. Emotion is a fuel which makes affirmations more potent. If you don't want people to know about your affirmations, simply place your reminders in discrete locations. Remember, however, that it is essential that you see them frequently, or they'll do you no good. If you find yourself merely parroting the words of your affirmations, instead of focusing on their meaning, change affirmations. You're able to still affirm the same goals or characteristics naturally, but rephrasing your affirmations can regenerate their effectiveness. Ask friends to say a version of your affirmations to you. For example, "Tom, you're really learning how to manage your money. You must feel great." Self-affirmations are valuable exactly as they are because they free you from a reliance on the approval of others. But affirmations from others can be just as good as negative scripts from others are harmful. Gratitude is a sort of affirmation. One should state the following: "I enjoy the wealth in my life and business and trust that more will come my way." Chapter 4. Millionaire Mentality Affirmation. I have a millionaire mentality. Money comes to me. Millionaire Mindset. What secrets do rich individuals know? What sort of mystical powers do they bear? The answer is easy. It's all in the way they think. Affluent individuals have the alleged millionaire mindset, the way of thinking that separates the successful souls from the rest of the population. The subconscious is very powerful. It's much more potent than your conscious mind. It can either help you accomplish your dream or hold you back from the success you want in business and in life. There are things that you can do today that could alter your way of thinking and provide you with financial empowerment. Accept absolute responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Stop faulting others for all your troubles. Center on the positive. You attract whatever you give attention to. This means that if you center on what you want, then you'll eventually get it. Enjoy your work. Are you attempting to be rich by spending 50 or more hours weekly doing something you detest? You can only be sincerely successful in life when you're doing what you enjoy. Conform to your own lead. It's true that occasionally copying somebody else's actions or ideas can lead to some levels of success. But to get genuinely successful, we must discover our own voice and make our own path. Love yourself. Trust that you have as much right to be pleased as others. Trust that you deserve nothing but the best that life can offer. You will surely be wealthy. Never be jealous of others' success. If you see somebody with a fancy auto or beautiful home, say something like, good for him. Being jealous will only block money and wealth from moving into your life. Do you want to become wealthy? Do you want to alter your present situation? Then create a millionaire mindset by abiding by the instructions here. Shortly, miracles will start to come about in your life and blessings of wealth and abundance will start streaming in. Chapter 5, Income Setting Affirmation. I'm generating 5 to 6 figures in passive income every single month. Reaching income goals. We all have dreams of accomplishing our ideal income, but without a plan and action, they'll persist as simply dreams. This section contains a couple of primary steps towards accomplishing your goals and attaining the income level you want. Visualize where you would like to be in 1 year's time. Envision specific business level and what your business will be. Pick out a business that is realistic for the revenue or earnings you want. Visualize as specific as you are able to. What the surroundings, environment, business will be like, and so forth. Envision your ideal customers or team members. Make visualization of your ideal a day-to-day routine. Map out the steps you will need to take to be whatever you conceived of in a year's time. Think of obstructions and ways you will defeat them. What stumbling blocks do you need to take away? Do you need particular training or more education in a given arena to help you accomplish your goals? Distinguish your negative thoughts towards accomplishing your planned business and income. When you realize the thoughts that might limit your progress, you'll be able to control them and defeat them. Take action towards your goals and envision getting the better of the things you limit your potential with. Arrive at a written plan of what it will take to be where you want to be. When you envision, visualize the ideal. When you plan, plan in true, concrete steps and actions and follow through with them. Get hold of mentors and ask advice of those who are in the position you desire. Mentors may as well be those outside your chosen business path who will help you be your best. Study motivational content and maintain a positive outlook. Chapter 6, Attraction Affirmation. I attract new businesses and opportunities to me daily. Attract it. Millions of people have now heard of the law of attraction, a theory which brings phrases like positive thinking and manifesting your dreams to everyday conversations. Although it is a fairly recent phenomenon, spiritual thinkers say that they've been pursuing these concepts for years. The law of attraction is that our thinking brings on and imparts to us whatever we think about. It's as if every time we think a thought, every time we utter a word, the universe is hearing and responding to us. Negativity can keep you from receiving the things you wish for in life. We don't want to put ourselves down. We don't want to state, oh, it will never work for me, or I'm not good enough, as that's what the universe picks up and returns to you. Alternatively, you are able to metamorphose your life by remaining positive. You have to begin stating things that you feel truly good about yourself. I enjoy who I am. I enjoy life. Life enjoys me. It's going to be smooth and easy. Life works for me. And you merely begin doing that. It's planting sources of good. You're not going to get it the beginning day, but you plant the seed of good and you water it and you keep going with the affirmations and matters begin to transform and change in your life. Know what you want and ask the universe for it. This is where you need to get clear on what it is you would like to create and visualize what you want as being true as possible. Feel and act like the object of your desire is on its way. Center your thoughts and your language on what it is you would like to attract. You want to feel the feeling of truly knowing that what you desire is on its way to you. Even if you have to play a trick on yourself to believe it, do it. Be hospitable in receiving it. Pay attention to your intuitive messages, synchronizations, and signs from the universe to help you along the way as assurance you are on the correct path. As you adjust yourself with the universe and open yourself up to receiving, the very thing you want to manifest will turn up. Chapter 7, Cash Magnet Affirmation. I'm a cash-pulling magnet. Draw the money to you. Take a buck out of your pocket. Observe the green ink and number in each corner. It's a piece of paper with ink, a couple of symbols, and a number. That's it. Individuals work themselves to death over green paper. A lot live in abject poverty, all because of how they regard green paper. The thoughts which they associate with the paper endow it with reality. It's always your thinking which causes it to be. Many don't recognize that money is a sort of energy. Everything in the cosmos is. We comprehend things as being different as these energies are vibrating at assorted frequencies. That's why you appear to be different from your pet cat, an auto, or a stove. Equivalent energy, unlike forms. Money isn't immune from this general law. When two energies are harmonic, they attract. If not, they repel each other. This is why so many are poor. They're not harmonized with money, so they block its flow into their lives. To attract cash, you must be harmonized with it. We develop thoughts or accept them from an external source, charge them with emotion, and instill them in the subconscious. We send impulses which are answered by the universe. Hard work is viewed as normal. You're subconsciously disciplined to believe that working is the means through which you get money. The harder you work, the longer you work, the more money you get. This leads to an early trip to the cemetery for most. Individuals weren't meant to work 20-hour days, nor were they meant to sacrifice by working three jobs. God didn't give us a finite sum of time here on earth to slave away, not with our mind power. If this sounds drippy, it's okay. It used to sound unusual to me, too. But I asked myself this question. Does my current way of believing really help me? I don't want to belittle the idea of work. By thought, we receive what we wish. By action, we receive it. Theoretically, we have the ability to manifest money or whatever we want if we're in perfect harmony with the cosmos. Work, but never feel you have to or need to work in order to get money. This sets up one channel to riches, your job. The universe has countless channels. Devote time to work, but likewise dedicate time to thought. Your thinking produces your reality. Cash will flow into your life when you let it. If your cash flow is low, you're halting the flow. You're bearing negative ideas concerning money. Possibly you think it's bad, or that you need to work hard for it. There are more restricting beliefs about cash than I can list here. Negative thoughts block the flow of energy. Positive thoughts let energy flow. Try this. Find a calm spot. Grab a notepad and write at the top of the page what I believe about money. List your feelings. Be truthful with yourself. There's no good or bad, simply belief systems, which you were ingrained with. When aware of any limiting beliefs, you can release them. The key is to discover them. Cash is a sort of energy, just like you. When these two energies are in harmony, the possibilities are boundless. There are no limits in the universe, just those which individuals create for themselves. Chapter 8, Easy Money Affirmation. Making money is easy. Believe it. We've all been told or heard at some point in our lives that if you sincerely believe something, have faith that it will happen, it will happen. Now, I know many individuals don't completely swallow that idea, and there are those who say they practice it, but truly don't practice it. They just think they do. Then there are those who sincerely practice believing and have tremendous success. Ever wonder why or how they do that? There are a number of steps involved in the believing, and you truly need to have it all in place before it can help you achieve your goals. Let me ask you a couple of easy questions. Do you believe without a doubt that you can and will have everything that you want in life and financially? Do you believe without a doubt that you'll be guided to the right situation at the right time? Regardless what you'll get to where you want to be in life? Do you believe without a doubt that there's always a way to achieve your goals? You just have to discover it. If you answered no or perhaps to any of the above questions, you don't believe and consequently won't get to where you want to be. Believing requires this complete trust that everything will work out, that you will do your part in finding solutions while trusting and knowing that you can and will get what you want out of life. So how do we arrive at this level? Firstly, you have to get there by assuming small steps. Start fixing small goals, even with matters you know will happen, and then trust and relinquish. Discover what happens. You could do this when you're driving. Trust that you'll get to your destination on time and have a simple commute. See what happens after a week of doing this. If you lose your keys, tell yourself you know where they are, then trust that you'll find them at the correct time. If you're not sure about a decision you have to make, consider all the possibilities. Then tell yourself that you're making the correct decision. After a while, you'll by nature consider it again, and you'll make your conclusion easily. The key is to believe and relinquish. Sometimes you have to distract yourself so you don't get concerned. Worry is the opposite of believing. It's saying, I don't believe, so I have to worry. As by worrying, I can make it better, but you can't. I advise you to begin with small steps so that you can develop this practice. As when the huge decisions need to be made, you'll know the process works and you won't worry. You'll believe that you can and will do what you need to do and accomplish your goals. This procedure is so easy yet so mighty, but it takes time to acquire the habit. This practice of believing is vital to your financial success. Without it, everything else you do will be senseless in the end. Wrapping up, everybody wants to have financial empowerment. This is a goal that many people have accomplished and many more individuals wish to accomplish. There are many ways to be financially successful, and each individual has their own definition of wealth. Regardless what your definition of wealth is, affirmations can help you attain your goal. Hopefully, this book has given you the tools to have a different look at using affirmations for financial empowerment.